of all of the countries in all of the world. Why Brittany? Fanny, over to you first.
That's a long story. We came to Brittany because years and years ago, Larry and I came here on our honeymoon, and we were in southern France. Actually, we went all the way down through France, and we had such a lovely time in France that we always decided that one day we would like to live here. So we put it in motion, and it's actually been a long, long journey to actually get here. It started off a few years ago. I would meet my sister in Paris. My sister lives in England, and I would meet her. We'd rent a car, and we'd zoom around the French countryside, and the first time we went to the Pays de Loire, and then the second time we met up, which was a few years ago, we came to Brittany, and we just loved it. And I went back to the States, and I said to Larry, Brittany is beautiful. And that's what started it, really.
It's amazing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Larry, can you corroborate that?
Yes, we were truly on our honeymoon, and she's that same woman. And it's a little embarrassing, I suppose, that it took us 30-some years to fulfill the promise we made to each other to live here one day. But we managed to do it. And the main excitement I got when I came over, because Fanny had houses for me to look at. And when I got to Brittany, I was so impressed with, it was autumn, and it seemed like the temperature was perfect. And I knew enough, because I had looked at it and stuff, that I knew that they had four seasons. And then when I saw the beautiful countryside, I went, yeah, this is the place. And then, of course, there's always one more angle. It was also affordable.
Obviously, if you're coming from another part of Europe, particularly Great Britain, into France, there are certain things you have to sort out on the paperwork front. But you've come from much further afield, right across the pond. What hoops did you have to jump through?
Well, we certainly made it a challenge, because we were bringing a dog and two cats. We don't do anything simple, okay? We always make it as complicated as it can possibly be. We had to do as many things for our animals as we did for ourselves to qualify us to come. We had to go to San Francisco to the French embassy. We had to bring 117 pounds of paperwork. But once you're committed to something, you're not going to turn back.
You keep on that track, then, don't you?
That's right. I have a saying that I've used all of my adult life, and that is, if you push on anything hard enough, it will fall over. And the end of that preparation thing that we had to do, which was much more difficult for an American coming here, was once we got to the airport, to CDG, and we're prepared for the rigors of customs that we were oh so warned about. We walk right through, stamped our things, and away we go with three dogs and with a dog and two cats and the two of us, and we fly right through, and we went through faster than other people with one suitcase. And we're on the other side and go, if I was English, I might say bloody hell right now.
Yeah.
So it was really quite simple.
Yes.
We were prepared for the worst, and they made it very easy for us.
So it's lived largely up to your expectations in terms of weather and people and scenery, has it?
The weather was very important for both of us. We don't like to be hot anymore. We don't like to be cold anymore. But we like four seasons, so the weather is perfect. I like putting a sweater on in the winter, and I like putting shorts on in the summer. So that part has been absolutely perfect.
So is there anything...
How large was the question?
Well, it was basically this. If you could, let's say, if you could change anything here, what would it be?
No, I got one.
You've got one? Okay, Larry, over to you.
We have this wonderful garden.
Yeah.
If we had one less pear tree, it would be nice. We have so many pears, we could start our own packing plant.
I'm not sure I'd change a thing, actually, because that's why we like it here. It's so different from America. It is so different, and I really love it here. And
yeah.
I honestly think I'd change anything. The pace of life
finally suits us. Mm-hmm. Fanny and I both spent a lot of years in America with our I'm going to make it shoes on, if you know what I mean. We don't wear those shoes anymore. I think we talked about it before maybe, but the horizon. I grew up in Oregon with all these majestic mountains, which are beautiful, but what you don't kind of realize is that they're hiding something. And when we got here and we could see that horizon, and it's always there now. We're going to start our third year, and it still takes my breath away.
The countryside around here in Brittany really reminds me so much of England, the beautiful rolling hills. It's so gorgeous. You just come around the corner. Honestly, it's just like running through an artist's palette. There's colours everywhere. It's beautiful. I just love it.
To me, the fact that you've made the commitment of actually buying a house here shows that you have some long-term plans. Is that right?
We have no choice because it's going to take a long time for us to be fluent in the language. So yeah, we're in for the long haul. Because we are going to learn this language.
Damn it, we'll get the better of you.
Yes. And I don't think our cats would forgive us if we put them in their little boxes and said they had to sit in front of the seat in front of us and go back to America.
Well,
they're definitely staying here.
And they certainly look very settled here.
They're very settled. They love it.
Well, thank you very much for your warm hospitality today.
I just have to add one more thing.
Elaine. Yeah.
I really can't have this interview in talking about things I love without mentioning the wine and the cheese.
Yes. Best of luck, and may you continue to enjoy your life in beautiful Brittany.
Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you very much.